Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Elliot Cohen. He's an American political scientist and a strategist. And we wanted to talk about what is going on with the Houthis. Well, they continue just to be so, so irritating. As you guys well know, I was at Ben Gurion Airport on a plane. We had just boarded when that one missile got through. And I can tell you that people don't take this too seriously, but they should, because I was certainly, when we were running back to the airport building, was knocked off my feet. And I'm not as light as I'm not easily knocked off my feet. Either way, so it is, I think it is quite serious. But let's try and understand what the threat picture is. What is the capability? What is their intent? And what is likely to happen? A very, very good morning to you, Elliot. Thank you for joining us. In terms of the threat picture, what does what do the latest interceptions tell us about their range, about their accuracy, about their intent?
Good morning. We have to understand the basic principle of terrorism and terrorists is to employ a lot of times small means that create a massive impact, whether it's and it's more on a public relations kind of level rather than a direct level. So the short answer to what you're saying is they have very little capability of doing any damage to Israel. You know, even if a missile does get through, like we saw a missile on a drone last week and hit the airport because it was mismanaged, you know, it wasn't seen as a threat, or I don't know why or exactly you know, how it got through. They haven't really publicized, and obviously they're not going to publicize that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, it caused some damage to a building. A couple people were slightly injured. And, you know, besides the fact that Israel, you know, is a land of miracles. So when we think about the thousands of rockets and everything that had been fired at Israeli civilians for the past 10 or 20 years even, and the damage they've inflicted is more on the level, again, of terrorism rather than a strategic threat. That wasn't the case at the eve of the war, because both the Hezbollah and the Iranians had munitions and missiles that could have caused severe damage. But those were knocked out. So what the Houthis basically have at their disposal, and we can see the fact that they're only able to, you know, to send them every couple of days and one single missile or something like that, that in, you know, 99% of the cases intercepted, means that they can just, you know, make the noise and try and instill some fear. But that's about it.
In terms of the fact that they now they're these multiple styles. I mean, they've got the missiles, they've got the UAVs. They seem to be focusing on a particular area. Is that strategic, or is that just how what their capability is?
I think that their capability is got its range too, which is more towards like the south of Israel, maybe extending towards the center of the country. Like Shabbat morning, we were awakened like at 3 a.m. with you know, we ran down to the bomb shelters. Nothing happened. At the end of the day, it was interesting.
It's So it's enormously disrupting. Is it still having an impact? I mean, I know that obviously rushing down to the bomb shelter Shabbat morning, it disturbs the peace. If you've got young kids or anybody, older people, this is it's not simple at all. But how much is it impacting on Israeli psyche, do you think?
I think at this stage what's going on there, virtually no impact. I can say like that, you know, a couple months ago at the height of the war, and especially what was going on in Iran, like I had kid, grandkids who were came from Tel Aviv because they thought we lived there'd be less of danger, and they were sleeping in the shelter with the little kids so that they didn't have to wake up in the middle of the night. Now they just sleep in their regular rooms, and we hope we don't get awakened. But like I said, it's you don't feel the same sense of urgency at all, or frequency.
In terms of the next couple of months, let's say the next 3 to 6 months, do you foresee this continuing as is?
Let's put it this way. I think on the horizon, there's the possibility of renewed warfare, direct warfare with Iran, first of all. Although I think that's fading a bit as the Iranians, finally understanding, and that are back to their usual games of pretending that they're negotiating with the Europeans. So it'll make it a little more difficult now. Because the Europeans can claim that they're back at the table, and we're able to monitor their nuclear program, which is, a lot of BS, because they got to where they got to because they weren't able to monitor the sites that they were actually really working at. Besides that, the Houthis are also in the process of getting weakened. Again, at the ability to send, a missile here and there, they still have and probably will still have as long as they're still in power. But I think that also their supplies from Iran and Iran supply them with arms has certainly dwindled. So I don't th they're not really a major factor, I don't think. The only thing they can really still do is disrupt shipping lanes in their region.
What is the latest? What is the latest with that?
It's not, the interesting thing is not really talked about too much. I think that I think that, and if I also take a look at what's been going on with prices of shipping and stuff, I think that that piracy is also way down. That doesn't mean that they wouldn't still try to, I mean, and then I think a couple weeks ago was the last report that I heard of them, boarding a ship or something. But as far as I understand, A, there's more vigilance. There's more presence also of allied forces and naval forces in the area. So I think that also that is, if not totally eradicated, I think that's gone down a lot.
Very, very, very informative. Thank you for that. Eliot Cohen is an American political scientist and military strategist, talking to us about what is happening in the conflict or the front in terms of the Houthis.